Now, there's a question on whether or not the Atlanta Falcons passed on Justin Fields because of money, because of draft capital, because of many of things. Fans going absolutely berserk. And do the Atlanta Falcons really want to take part in that particular scenario? All right, having a guy that's going to have so much pressure on his shoulders, that's something that I want to talk about, as well as the Atlanta Falcons trading Desmond Ridder and the signing of Kirk Cousins, and what this means for the Atlanta Falcons and how all of these guys, Desmond Ridder, Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, how does this and what does this mean for the Atlanta Falcons? All right, how is it going to affect the Atlanta Falcons, and would it have done, you know, it's just anything for the Atlanta Falcons offense having Justin Fields here? All right, so let me get straight to this. The first one I really want to talk about is Justin Fields. All right, and I want to clear up if there is any misconception on my thoughts with Justin Fields. And I've said this time and time again, and quite frankly, I don't have a clue why I'm doing it right now, but I think it's apparent, and I think it's important for Falcons fans and football fans, NFL fans all around the world, whoever's watching this podcast right now, I think it's important to understand where my true thoughts are about all three quarterbacks because it's concerned. All right, so again, first, Justin Fields. One of the things I liked about Justin Fields coming out, obviously, is his physical tools. He has the ability to make all the types of throws, a big arm, an NFL ready arm. He can make those throws to the sideline. Coming into the NFL, into the draft, myself, Six Man K Styles, we said that he had elongated throwing motion. In my experience, that right there is something, you know, guys like Byron Leftwich, who's had some success in the league, you know, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks that have elongated throwing motions. Now, this isn't something that is necessarily problematic, as it's going to keep him, you know, keep him from succeeding, but those mechanical issues is something that you really have to take part and really focus on and you know, work on, not allowing those to hinder you as a quarterback. Now, he can improve, right? But those are the things. If you go back last year, he had a couple of games where this, you know, his physical abilities kind of kept him from making some crucial mistakes. He actually threw a couple of passes and touchdowns to DJ Moore, where they could have easily gone for pick six, but because he has a big arm, Justin Fields was able to escape those disasters. And this is essentially, you know, what makes good quarterbacks bad quarterbacks. All right, your physical abilities. All right, you can get over that. But the second thing for me with Justin Fields was going back to his college days. I thought he took the easy way out. He could have stayed at the University of Georgia, and like I said, I am a Georgia fan, but this, take my bias out, I thought he should have stayed at Georgia for one reason and one reason alone: learning how to put your ego aside. I thought Justin Fields only left because he was hurt. One, he didn't want to compete. Two, and you have those things together, your ego and your hurt, you can make the wrong decision for your NFL career. I saw being at the University of Georgia, playing with a team like the Georgia Bulldogs, you would have had time to sit back and learn the quarterback position and learn about competition and not taking things so personally. Sometimes it's okay to have competition. Sometimes it's okay to not be first. Sometimes it's okay to not be the big dog in the room, all right? And working your way to the top. And I thought when he lost his job, you know, not necessarily lost his job, but I thought, You know, when he was forced to compete by Kirby and he wasn't ready, I thought he just sat on the sideline. He sat on the bench and he cried and he bitched and, bitched and moaned. And if you really believed in yourself, you would have taken the time to learn the quarterback position, go through your reads, and like I said, just learn the position. And him leaving and going to Ohio State and getting into an offense that is essentially, you know, just predicated off his athleticism and his gifts. All right, it did very little going to Ohio State to learn how to be a quarterback. And now we already know with Ohio State, let's just keep it real, they don't have a long history of producing quarterbacks. And you know, take CJ Stroud, he's at this particular point, he's an anomaly, he's, you know, a unicorn. It happened, all right, but Ohio State does not have a history of developing quarterbacks, and I thought that was the worst thing he could have done for himself. Yes, he would end up, you know, going to the NFL and being in the first round, but, you know, I thought as far as his, you know, his ego and learning how to go through his progressions, I thought the worst decision that he made for himself in his career, and he's suffering for it now. So again, you know, right now, he's been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, this organization for the most part are known for being a team that, and quite frankly, to develop and get the most out of the players. So if you don't go to Pittsburgh and you don't work hard and you don't, you know, be the quarterback and put your ego aside, like, if you can't succeed there, I don't know what else to tell you, all right? They've known for giving you the right coaches. They've known for putting you in a position where you can succeed and play team ball. I don't think there's any hope for Justin Fields. So, again, Justin Fields, think he has all the tools, but it's two things for me that he has to get over: his ego, and understanding that the quarterback position is much more than about using your athleticism. You have to learn how to go through your progression. You have to learn how to properly read a defense. And I still have not seen any growth from Justin Fields as it pertains to the quarterback position and going through your process. He still struggles to that to this day. All right. So the second one, Dez Moreader. Now, let's just keep it real. Dez Moreader did it to himself. All right, he did it to himself. When you have that many issues, when it comes down to him being a quarterback, one of the things at that position you have to understand is you cannot turn the ball over. And Desmond Ridder was a turnover machine, all right? And not necessarily the interceptions, the bad throws. Those things are going to happen as a quarterback. But when you're doing things where you know you shouldn't be doing, you know, throw the ball away. And he's throwing it into coverage. You're throwing, you know, you mishandling snaps. These things just cannot happen for a quarterback. You cannot make your life you can't make your life bad, all right? You did it to yourself, all right? We had this saying all the time. You did it to your damn self, and Desmond really did it to himself. And yes, he's had games. You know, you go back to the Texans game, and I thought he had a great game. But when you have these games where you turn the ball over, you're fumbling the ball in the red zone quite a few times, you miss Helen, you're throwing a ball in the quadruple trouble, and you know, he's having issues getting past that second read. These are the things, you know, for Desmond Ridder that ultimately got him, you know, traded to the Arizona Cardinals. Like I said, at the end of the day, man, a lot of these guys are still young. I believe that Desmond Ridder, you know, he has something, and obviously the Arizona Cardinals believe that to be the case as well, because they traded for him. But you know, when you turn the ball over, man, at quarterback position, look, you're hurting yourself. All right. You're hurting yourself. And at this point, where the fans, they were never truly behind him for whatever reason, whether they wanted someone else, or Justin Fields, they wanted Matt Ryan. They thought the Falcons moved on too quickly from Matt Ryan to give whomever that quarterback, Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, whoever the case may be. Look, at the end of the day, he wasn't welcome here in Atlanta. And at this point, it was the right move for him to get traded to the Arizona Cardinals, because, like I said, you can't win football games when your quarterback is turning the ball over the way that he's turned over. All right, he had went over, 18-19 turnovers in 13 games. That's nearly 2 turnovers a game. Just can't happen. All right, so at the end of the day, this is what's best for the Atlanta Falcons, to trade Desmond Ridder to the Arizona Cardinals, and you know, for a guy in Rondale Moore who may not be on the roster, but that's a whole nother subject. But like I said, end of the day, man, it was the right move to trade Desmond Ridder. And the third one and the final one is Kirk Cousins. All right, let's be real. Kirk Cousins, you know, we look at his career as a quarterback. You know, he started off slow, you know, going, you know, from Washington. They never really truly wanted him. They kept franchising him, not giving him the money that he, you know, he wanted, he needed. You know, look at his record. And again, I've stated this time and time again, when I meant that Kirk Cousins is a loser, when you look at his record against winning teams, and I'm talking about teams with over 500, they're over 500 or better, Kirk Cousins does not play well. His team doesn't play well. Let me say that. His team loses. All right, he does lose games against the winning team. So in that aspect, when you're looking for your organization like the Atlanta Falcons to take it to the next level, look, you're looking for these guys to do one thing: get to the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl. Well, if you got a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, you know, he's had a history, and his teams have had a history of losing against good teams, then you know, you're going to get me and several other Falcons fans to question whether or not he is that guy. And this is one of the main reasons I'm saying, if a guy has a record, a losing record against 500 teams, or a poor record against 500 teams, why would I want to pay him $40 or $50 million? Those types of numbers and those types of pay, for me personally, I believe that, You know, you got to win. You got to win in the playoffs. You got to beat the better teams, and you got to get to a Super Bowl. I'm not giving any quarterback that hasn't won an MVP, that doesn't have a winning record against good teams, and he's never been to a Super Bowl, personally, I'm not doing. So I hope this clears up all the misconception with all three of these quarterbacks. All right, so let me know what you guys think about this. This has been another episode of Unleashed from your boy, Mad Mike. If you like these types of formats, man, these types of breakdowns, let me know what you guys think about that. Hit that subscribe button, man. Continue to support your boy here, Mad Mike Sports, man. That's all I got to say about that. Your boy, Mad Mike, is out of here. Peace.